With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Expanding its anti-terror offensive into southern Gaza, Israel's military has stepped up bombing of Khan Yunis. Satellite photos show tanks and troops massing outside the city. In consideration of Palestinian civilians, Israel has ordered people out of nearly two dozen neighborhoods. On Capitol Hill today,
senators are set to get a classified briefing on Ukraine, Israel, and White House plans for a $100 billion supplemental spending bill to address those and other national security concerns. But many Republicans say they won't support a bill for foreign aid unless it includes funds to help address the border crisis. Top GOP negotiator Senator James Lankford says senators are making progress and that he believes a compromise is possible before the end of the year. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, police were trying to serve a search warrant at a home in Arlington, Virginia yesterday afternoon when police say the house blew up. A massive blast unleashing a huge fireball. It vaporized the house, rocked the suburban Washington, D.C. neighborhood, injuring some police officers. They were not seriously hurt. Police were responding to a call of someone firing a flare gun outside. They say the suspect fired off a few rounds inside the house, which then exploded. The status of the suspect is unknown. A powerful storm knocked out power to tens of thousands of utility customers, making travel dangerous across parts of New England to start off the week.
Once you got into Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, you got into accumulating snow and pretty widespread totals over 6 inches, some getting up towards a foot. And again, those highest amounts kind of from central northern Vermont into the White Mountains of New Hampshire and then into Maine.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 55 points. This is SRN News. Jews around the world will begin celebrating Hanukkah on Thursday.
It will be a somber occasion this year with the Hamas attack on Israel in October and the ongoing hostilities in the Holy Land. Hanukkah tells the story of God's faithfulness to the Jewish people in one of their darkest hours. And many Jews will be thinking about that as they begin lighting their candles on Thursday night. In many communities across the U.S. and other countries, large menorahs will also be lit in public places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-conversion laws are spreading around the world, mostly to prevent people from becoming Christians. A new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom and International Christian Concern finds nearly 50 countries now have anti-conversion laws on their books. There are a variety of these statutes. Some bar people from sharing their faith. Others keep individuals born into one faith from marrying someone of another faith. This is SRN News. Fertility drugs played a role in this. A Ugandan woman has given birth at age 70.
Safina Namukwaya had a boy and a girl through cesarean section at a hospital in Uganda's capital. She said, "What inspired me to give birth at my advanced age is that I had failed to conceive during my younger years, and I had no children of my own until I grew old." Dr. Isaac Chibet says Namukwaya is healthy.
We went ahead and assessed other organs, the liver, the kidneys, and all, and we noticed she was okay.
Namukwaya had a daughter at the same facility in 2020, again after fertility treatment. She is not the oldest mom. A 73-year-old woman in India gave birth to twin girls in 2019. I'm Ed Donahue.
A magnitude 5.1 earthquake on the Big Island of Hawaii was felt widely last evening, but there have been no reports of damage or any serious injuries. More details at SRNNews.com.